So I want to show you five dangerous mistakes people make while using ChatGPT.
Let's watch this video.
You know, so many people don't really know how to use ChatGPT. Pay attention to me so that you don't make these mistakes. Number one is giving ChatGPT a simple and a vague prompt. A prompt that doesn't really explain what you really want ChatGPT to do for you. Take for instance, telling ChatGPT, write me a business plan. That can give you a good result. So, but if let's say maybe you try to be specific on the kind of business you are running, how you want the business prompt and every detail that you want to be contained in the business. If possible, give the ChatGPT the name of the business. Then you can have a more better result. Number two, believing everything ChatGPT tells you. Listen to me, ChatGPT can actually make mistakes. So when ChatGPT gives you a result, next thing you can do also is take that result to Google and verify if the answer is true. Most times even, if ChatGPT gives you a result, you can tell ChatGPT, search on Google to fact check if this thing you said is true. Not everything ChatGPT actually gives you is true. You can fact check also. Number three, asking too many things at once to ChatGPT. If you ask so many things at once, you might not get a good result. Instead, you follow ChatGPT sequentially. Put up the first question. If it gives you the result, then ask the second one and ask the third one. Following sequentially, you will get a more better result. Number four is not telling ChatGPT the tune or the style that you want, especially when you are writing an article. So if it's actually an article that you want it to look as if you are sharing your experience, try to tell ChatGPT the tune to use. Whether it's a conversational tune or a storytelling tune or any form of tune at all, try to let ChatGPT know this is how to use.